God.
Well, folks, that's it's a busy Memorial Day here in Fat Acres, and we're going to send it up to our resident reporter. That will be Larry H. Vader. He's flying over the Memorial Day parade in the Death Copter. How appropriate to be in the Death Copter on Memorial Day. Vader, are you there?
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. Thank you. You know, we did have to change the oil in the Death Copter. It hadn't been up in a while, but it's always good to get her out and you know.
So what are you seeing? What are we viewing in the parade?
Well, not much. It's a lot of really old people sitting on trailers just driving down the street. It's apparently pouring down rain sideways. I mean, but yes.
Did the Death Copter cut out?
It's not waterproof. But anyway, we're just watching. Look, it's Larry the Veteran. There's Larry the Veteran and Larry the Veteran and Larry the Veteran. Oh, and Larina the Veteran.
She's stunning.
Well, there's 17 ambulances following behind the parade. I can only assume that's because they're all about as old as death.
It's appropriate for Memorial Day, you know.
How appropriate?
Dead veterans.
Well, it's Larry the Veteran, and you know, he takes Memorial Day very seriously, so.
Yes, and how does he do that?
Well, with his orange hat on.
Ah!
And by asking for something for free at the Appleberry's.
Okay, well, you know, I don't want to keep you any longer because I know you want to get over there to the Golden Corral for the Memorial Day breakfast bar.
Oh.
You know, and I know a lot of folks want to beat you through the line, but you know.
Yeah, well,
what can I say?
Thank goodness.
Oh, you know what I can say?
Oh, what's that?
Play the music.
You mean this music?
Get ready now, here we go. It's Larry and Fatty stealing the show. The funny, the wild, the gassy too. Two decades strong with nothing to do. Talk about nothing but your laughter, you cry. Inappropriate humor, don't ask them why. And giggles, the chaos will last. Welcome aboard the Little Fatty Cast. Two hosts, one mission, it's a blast. Celebrating 20 years of sass. Larry and Big Fatty make it fast. This is the Little Fatty Cast.
Hey! Nothing says Memorial Day like a big old meh.
I think meh is a perfect description of Memorial Day.
Yes.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 25th of May, 2020, Memorial 6, in the holy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I'm one of your hosts, the one who... Well, I'm not sure if I live at the Vader family compound or in Walnut Hills this weekend.
Mr.
Larry H. Vader, spelled
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Even Larry the Veteran can't get it right. Mm. But V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. And joining me today is the almost 70-year-old septuagenarian one himself. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
It's true. And are the reason you feel like you should be in Walnut Hills, is that because you've been making a skull-shaped meatloaf, or are you getting an acorn chair lift installed, or just laying in bed with a food hook?
Yes. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Great.
I had my list of reasons. Y'all, I was out and about on Sunday running my errands. Y'all.
Yes.
I didn't think it was going to rain, but I was wrong. Was about to tip-a-tap Big Fatty and be like, Big Fatty, I need the mulch from the Home Depot, and I don't want to lift it in and out of the trunk. Can you come over with the Earl Grey? But y'all, then all of a sudden, I...
Yawland. That's a power boost there.
Well, it was turned down. Yawland, that is what it sounded like all of a sudden outside the Vader family compound. So
yes.
Y'all,
yes.
It is, we are so old to talk about it, but y'all, it is dry here. It is not good. So don't want it to rain all day, but we'll happily take it.
It's as dry as Daniel Bieber's humor.
No. It it was close. Okay. It was close, y'all. Got up to come up here to the podcast studio, also known as my boudoir, and y'all, it's pouring down rain. I'm on the second floor, yes. So it sounds louder than it is. When we get done with this, I need to go check and make sure my gutters are working, because, you know, they've been cleaned out. So,
and by your gutters are working, you mean?
My gutters.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all, Laurencio came and cleaned out the gutters the other week. And this is, we've had some rain, but not rain like this. So it'll be good to see if they're flowing.
Now, it's not sustained rain. You know, it's here. It hasn't been going for hours.
No, it took a break because, y'all, I got my hairs did and it was raining. But then it stopped and I went to the grocerarium and came back and it had rain, but now it started again. So, hey, we'll take it. Because, y'all, the grass at the Vader family compound, dead. I had walked up to the little flower, the planters over here at the Vader family compound mailboxes to water the plants last night because it was so dry. And, you know,
Look at you and your green thumb. People think you're Moose Pea.
That or Barb, and Barb's out of town. I'm doing it for Barb.
I'm sure she's at a veterans event.
She is.
A Memorial Day event. I will not be the only person that confuses Veterans Day and Memorial Day. Although we know Memorial Day is in memory of those who gave the ultimate sacrifice and the start of seersucker suits and white shoes season.
Right. Y'all.
And Veterans Day is
it's a celebration of Larry the Veteran.
To the ones that are not dead.
Correct. And, you know, we around here, we take the Memorializing Day very seriously. But y'all, it's been a week. Has been a week. Let me tell you, y'all.
Tell us.
Big doings this week. Before
you get started, I'm going to try very hard to sound interested in what you're saying, because on the mix. I was accused of doing my little shtick at the beginning and then not giving a shit about anything that was said after that.
And I think on the last episode, Daniel, I think that I did a very good job of not talking about my trip for 25 minutes. I think you got less than 10 minutes of me nattering about.
They don't understand why you're not just living there.
Well, I mean, because I can't work remotely. The lost wages prices compared to the Charlestons would enjoy life in the desert.
You know, you're chafing.
Mm. Well, there's that. Yeah. But,
have chafing here too, though. I mean,
that's true. But y'all, I forgot what I was going to say, but, it's been a week. Y'all, first of all, it's Formosan termite swarm season here in the Charleston. And so y'all, Vader Family Acres was in a tizzy over the swarming Formosan termites. If you don't know what those are, consider yourself lucky. But they are an invasive termite species from Asia that they have wings. And they swarm a couple of times a year. And boy, they were everywhere this past week. And they were getting in people's homes and people were flipping out. And y'all, I hear you. I had one in my turlet when I woke up one morning. So either way, so that was going on and dealing with
How did that termite get in your turlet? Because they usually go for dead wood. Never mind you. I've just answered the question
I asked. Yeah. So they are swarmers. They are flying termites. So we are afraid that they've gotten to the attics of the Vader family compound buildings and that they are coming in the exhaust fan vents. So not a good thing, but that's why we have exterminators, y'all. We have them coming out just to do some looking. But y'all, it was supposed to be big, big doings at the coal mine this week. The first floor of the coal mine, y'all, we were getting the new carpet.
Oh.
And y'all, the last time there was new carpet, it was a bit of a big deal. And it was mainly
because you didn't need it.
Right. Right. And I did not really think that through, but, either way, y'all, people can say how ugly that carpet is that we have all they want. Big Fatty and I picked it out. Y'all, it's lasted 22 years and it has hidden every bit of dog piss and everything else that's been on it for 22, Big Fatty's office, 22 years. So I think we got our money's worth out of it, but, y'all, the carpet layers showed up on Monday morning and they started breaking down cubes because our friends over,
next door,
we'll say.
Across the grand lobby.
Yes. They have cubes. And so the carpet people showed up to start breaking their cubes down and they were ready for it. And then all of a sudden, no one had ordered the carpet.
Do what?
No one had ordered the carpet.
Was somebody in the coal mine supposed to order it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The facilities team at the coal mine got put in charge of this. So, y'all, that was a bit of a shock. And also a bit of an inconvenience. So, we're still going to do it.
Did they rip up the old carpet before they realized that?
No, luckily. Okay. But they had brought in all the things that all the tools. They had the whole crew there. They were breaking down cubicles. They had brought in the porta potties. I'm not sure why they needed porta potties for the men.
You can only take a dump.
Yeah.
When y'all, T.T. McGee is around.
They were treating this like they were rebuilding the whole first floor. But y'all, it's just fucking carpet. Either way. So that has been pushed until the week of June 9th. Or June 9th is the start date for our executive carpet. No one has any idea what it looks like, and a straight man chose it. So I am very concerned about decisions that have been made. And y'all, I won't still be working there whenever they replace it the next time. So it doesn't
Neither
really.
Will I.
Right. So I won't really care, to be honest. But either way, y'all, it was a little bit of.
Oh, shit. There was Patrick's Pub Online.com?
Y'all, no one knew what to do.
Taco Bell.
Right. Oh, okay. Right. Because everyone, there was a plan. And y'all, I have to say, the plan was fairly well thought out and how we were going to all. Well, I took
part
charge
of the plan.
I took charge of that part of the plan, which was how we were going to pack everything, how things were going to get moved, your computers and whatnot, I would handle the labeling, the special boxes for the cords and cables so that things didn't get mixed up, whatever. Y'all, I was well into the planning of that.
John, Larry on the spot.
And it all stopped. So, y'all, the problem is we all were packed up and ready to go, thinking that for, most of this week we would be working in a different location and that we would be back moving in after Memorial Day. So, y'all, I needed scissors one day this week.
Oh.
Well, y'all, I don't know where the scissors went. The box that I put them in, I clearly didn't label there were scissors in it. So, y'all, it was nightmare. Absolute nightmare. So,
well, the Nightmare on Scissor Street.
Right. So it was a stressful week, but y'all, it was Coal Miner Appreciation Day on Thursday. Y'all, we all forgot about it. We all forgot, so nobody went, except for new mother, because she was getting her service certificate, her
coal miner service. That?
So everyone else, they read something personal about them. So for her, they just read the new Skull's job description.
Oh.
So that pissed her off real good. So that's how that went. But y'all, it was fine. Yeah, I forgot because I was in the Lost Wages the first time this all happened, the first week that this all started. Yeah, I forgot we were on the 4-day work week. Y'all, color me. On Monday, I was like, why is everybody still here? Because y'all, usually they all leave and I stick around because I come in a little bit later. So I stick around. Yeah. I lock up the coal mine and finish whatever I'm working on in peace and quiet. And that sort of thing. I could not understand why they were all still there. Y'all, it took me 3 days to realize why they were all still there so late. And that is because we work longer days and then we don't work on Friday. Or if you do, you just come in Friday morning. Y'all, I ain't driving all the way to the coal mine for just a few hours. That's not going to happen. So
you'll be working remotely? Is that what you're saying?
No, I just won't be working on Friday. So, yeah. But y'all, it was a week and it was a nice welcome back to reality after not being there the previous week.
Okay. Hang on a second, because you froze up and then when you unfroze, you went,
it was a nice welcome back to reality after having not been there for a week. Cause y'all, I'm going to tell you, I've had some time to reflect on it and Big Fatty, he gets it. Y'all, 4 nights in Lost Wages was the perfect vacay. I got home. I had a day and a half to recover from vacay. I had time to wash my underpants, which I didn't do, so I did 5 loads of laundry on Friday. But y'all, it left you relaxed, not over vacationed. Mm-hmm. My sleep schedule wasn't messed up too bad. And it left me ready to go for another little vacation, which, don't know what that'll be or when that will be. But, So now, Big Fatty, since you are here and you're clearly paying very close attention to the little show, I was just wondering because, this is Memorializing Day. This is Memorial Day. Y'all, it's the earliest it could be as far as the day of the month.
There was a package delivered and I just had to go and procure it before some pirate came along.
But y'all, the G'day's is not for 2 more weeks. So now you have 2 weeks left to decide. Are you going to go to the G'day's?
Oh, I've already made my plans and everything.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, I'm not going.
Poor Big Fatty. Y'all, I've been thinking about it because, y'all, I miss those fun times. I miss, what in the world are you doing? Y'all, Big Fatty, he can't sit still.
My glass chair mat, it's gotten askew.
Okay. Yeah. So, y'all, the G'day's, is anybody going or any of our listeners going? Would you like the Vodka Fest banner? Because I still have it. So
I'm sure it's in the box with the scissors.
Probably. Y'all, I miss the good old days of the Vodka Fest.
Yeah, the good old days. Speaking of that, our good friends, Tom and Terry from up there in the Chicago's, they went to, numerous of the G'day's.
They did.
And, I always have a picture of Digger standing by the hearse, the horse-drawn hearse carriage there at what is that resort?
The Magic Kingdom.
No, the Haunted Mansion Resort.
The Haunted Mansion
Wouldn't
Resort.
Wouldn't that be a great resort?
Well, yes.
Okay, great.
I hear there's a property that was previously well themed that could be turned into another well themed resort. But yeah, that's maybe sitting vacant these days. So.
Star Trek resort.
Yeah, yeah, it's just mm-hmm. sitting there. So I would love a few days at the Walt Disney World Resort. I would. I mean that. But the thought of driving to Orlando, mm-hmm. the way traffic is these days, and the way the road construction is through all that, y'all, it makes...
Well...
No.
Now, it's only a matter, you know, coming up June the 9th, when you're getting new carpet, you know, that's the day that we elect a new governor. Choose the primaries. Who we're going to... And, you know, all of them are going to eliminate every tax and fix the roads and make better schools.
I know.
And, you know, okay, now you're going to eliminate the state income tax and you're going to lower property taxes. How are you going to pay for fixing the roads?
Now listen, you're getting really caught up with those little details.
You have to have money to improve the schools?
If you think they have any intention of ever improving the schools...
They ain't ever going to eliminate the state income tax.
Right. Y'all...
Anyway.
It's a...
That was our political roundtable there.
Right. Yeah, if you want to follow this, y'all, I will say this... There are some interesting candidates for the governor of South Kakalaki. So it might be an election worth just following for the laughs, if nothing else. So,
well, right, because the outgoing is certainly a joke.
Well, Governor Leghorn is born to be governor. Born to be governor of South Kakalaki.
Well, he's going to go back to overseeing the Chicken Hawks.
Ah, well... Over there in the whatever county he's from, whatever podunk area.
We'll call it the...
Allendale, Barnwell, whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm just glad Charleston
Backwoods.
Can... The South Carolina sales tax coming from Charleston can keep the budget afloat. So, yeah. All right. Well, you know what? That's interesting and exciting and no one cares about it. So let's do it. Oh. Wait, before we do that, y'all.
Yes.
Y'all.
Do we have a voice letter?
Breaking news. Y'all, guess who I heard from this week?
Let me guess. Wait a minute. Let me see if I can guess. You heard from Miss Melinda out there in Somers Bar, California.
No.
Ooh. You heard from... Miss Bacon.
Actually.
You heard from the Gravitas.
That's not who I'm talking about. He did just send me some funny memes on the Instagram. But
those good old memes.
Yeah, y'all. I got a message, and I didn't understand it because it didn't come through with the photo that was supposed to be attached from that Drusilla Blow Me.
How is that Drusilla? But you know, she's up there in the Columbia. You know,
yeah.
as we all know, if the state of South Kakalaki were having an enema, it'd be inserted in Columbia.
It's true, y'all. He's doing really well, and I told him that some of us had gotten together, and several people actually asked about him. And I said, well, he's still posts on Facebook, and I haven't heard from him. So, anyway, he said next time he's in town, he's going to let us know. And I
there
said,
you go.
Well, please do. So now let's do this.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everybody, it's time to play the game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day, which probably wasn't Memorial Day for them. And you have to... guess, or I have to guess if they're dead or alive, because y'all, who knows? They're barely famous is not quite how I describe them. And then I have to tell you who they are, because unless you're Chris from Tennessee and New Jersey and Tennessee, or maybe that Joey Bukkake, you will not know. So, Big Fatty, who was born on this day?
Dixie Carter.
Ooh, dead as a doornail, unfortunately. Y'all, Dixie Carter was best known, well, to me, she was best known as that Julia Sugar Baker on Designing Women. Love that show.
Now, did you know she was, Dixie Carter is indeed dead, and she was an American actress on Designing Women, but she was also on a soap opera. Do you know which one that was?
Ooh, I used to know this about her. I want to say it was One Life to Live. Or was that her As the World Turns? It was one of those old ones.
It was The Edge of Night.
Oh. So, how about that?
Beverly Sills.
Bev is dead. Beverly Sills was best known. The movie Free Willy was written about them. Famous artist and killer whale trainer there at the SeaWorld Corporation.
Oh, yeah. Beverly Sills is indeed dead. She was not on a TV soap opera, but she was an American operatic soprano. So maybe she was a whale singer or something like that.
I assume. How else would she
have gotten Bennett Cerf.
Bennett Cerf. Y'all, dead as a door. Now, English statesman. That Bennett
Cerf. English statesman.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and he wrote Upstairs, Downstairs, which many of us watched on the
TV. Bennett Cerf, dead as a doornail. He was an American publisher, a Random House, and he was a longtime panelist on What's My Line. So how about that?
How about that?
Got time for one more?
Sure.
All right. Let me find it. Frank Oz.
Ooh, band Frank Oz, musician. You're dead. He has to be dead by now. The Band of Oz was his band. Yeah.
Yeah, Frank Oz is alive. He's an American puppeteer. He did Grover on Sesame Street, Cookie Monster, Bert. And on The Muppet Show, he was Miss Piggy, Fonzie, and he was the film director of The Little Shop of Horrors.
Ah, I'm pretty sure Extra Special Chris was the producer. Somewhat Special Chris was, Chris was the producer of that. See, I ruined that joke. I was just talking
about
Extra Special Chris.
Okay, well, we've got one more.
Okay,
one more. I know we're running tight on time here, but I figured this was a sweet one to end on today. Karen Valentine.
Oh, too soon. Y'all, as far as I know, she is dead. Y'all, Karen Valentine was a singer, and she was the, what was the name of that group she was in? Was it the Mamas and Papas? No, that was Mama Cass. But either way, one of those 70s groups.
Karen Valentine is alive.
Oh.
she's an American actress, and you probably remember her from... Room 222 or multiple appearances on Love American Style.
Oh,
truer than the red, white, and blue. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Y'all, speaking of something we talked about a minute ago, that is that it, Big Fatty? That's all you got, by the way?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Y'all, speaking of, I thought about this. It was on my list. Y'all, did you see that Prue Leith has left the Great British Baking Show?
No, I did not.
She has retired. And y'all, I will subscribe, pay for, whatever. The person replacing her is one of my all-time cooking idols. Y'all, it is that Nigella Lawson. It is Nigella Lawson. And y'all, she is going to give Paul Hollywood a run for his money in personality. So I am super excited.
Now, is Noelle still going to be on there?
As far as I know. Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't know what the black woman's name is, but she's funny as hell.
I haven't watched it since she's been on there. I don't have any. I don't. What channel is it on? Netflix? Is that where it is? I don't even know.
Yes. Yes.
I don't.
You know, I had a Netflix and chill kind of weekend.
Oh, I'm sure.
So you'll just have to listen to the BFO to find out what that's all about.
wanted to make sure you're still with us.
Oh, well, that too. With us.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know, I wonder if seersucker comes in a tarpaulin size.
I will ask my friend Omar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how is Omar? I miss Omar.
He's still making tents.
Ah. Huh.